cold on the apple. Lord, there goes a Buick 49, black sheep of the angels riding, riding down the line. We think there is a soul.
Oh, that woke me up. Sorry. Phew. A little dozing off there. Sorry. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And how are you today? Well, I'm just fine. Thank you for asking. And it's me, KBC. We got another edition of Bits Left for you. Another grab bag edition. This is grab bag number 11, if you're keeping score at home. Don't forget to carry the one. And we started off today's mess with Kraftwerk. That was called Heavy Metal Kids. Now, Kraftwerk, of course, was noted for all their electronical fun and games. They were one of the earliest of the electronic bands back in the 70s when everybody else was using guitars, but this one didn't sound too electronic. Sounded like a lot of guitars and drums and falling down and getting back up again. So, thought you'd like that. Following that was Jefferson Airplane, of course, from After Bathing at Baxter's. That was an alternate version of Two Heads. A little more stripped down instrumentals, and the vocal is different there. Kind of like that better than the original. Love the Airplane. Airplane loves you. Don't forget that. And then Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Johnny Appleseed. The late Joe Strummer. Now that you may remember, you got to really think about this one, was the theme song to what? Flop over on its side cable TV series? Well, it was called John from Cincinnati. Excuse me. And John had the misfortune of following the Sopranos after their run. John from Cincinnati lasted one season, and I kind of liked it, although I don't remember anything about it except for the theme song. And there you go. Johnny Appleseed from Joe Strummer and Mescaleros. All right. So we have more anonymous stuff to you today, including one little piece of unfinished business from last week. So enjoy, and I'll be back later.
DC. Dig that chick.
Huh, she's groovy.
Hey, man, are you ready for that spade?
Wow. He's groovy.
Dig that chick. She's groovy.
Yeah, she's groovy.
Right.
Hey, dig that.
She's not groovy. Peace, baby.
You talking to me, man?
Sure, baby. Come on over here. I want to do a thing with you.
You want a roofer?
No, man.
Reaper?
Forget it.
Ringer?
Where's your miniskirt?
I forget it! Oh, I knew I should.
Cool, little lady.
Out
don't get uptight.
Come over here in the light so we can check your body paint. Faded San Francisco Art Nouveau.
Sure, she must be an oldie.
Are you holding?
Natch! Jackson, of course I'm holding. I got it right. Oh, you took my stash from me. This is a frame-up.
Dig, Larry. Aspirin.
Let's do her a favor. Phone her in.
I tell you, I took all the uppers. You want to hear me rap? I saw the best minds of my generation.
Put her in the car.
Put her in the back seat.
Starving, hysterical.
Out of sight.
Yeah?
Just more.
Yeah?
Could you whack my bonobo? Oh, yeah. Whack my bonobo. Come on, whack it, whack my bonobo.
Push your balls up my nose. Cackle my Gladys. Cackle my Gladys. More feeble granddad. More feeble granddad. Introduce me to Gladstone.
Hello! Yeah, now disagree with my balls. Disagree! Pretty argue! Object! Object!
Shit your leg off. Shit your leg off.
Yeah.
Come on. Wait, your spunk come out green. God, I love it when the spunk comes out green.
Yeah,
get it green. Come on, green spunky. Come on, green. Green. Come on, make it green. Come on, make it, come on, green. Make it, come on, green. Green. I want it 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 green.
People who feel like they can take a neighbor's life with a gun will understand that that's not the way America is meant to be. That's why it's important to make sure our alliances are as strong as they possibly can be. There's $2.3 trillion of surplus. The surplus is the government's money. Opinion. I want my fellow Americans to hear one more time. We're going to spend $25 trillion. That's not the role of a president to decide right and wrong. You get tax relief and you don't. I think they ought to factor it in when they make their decision in the voting booth.
Taking control of that country so that we can free the people of Iraq.
Heil! Heil!
Rid this country of weapons of mass destruction, and we're on plan. The POWs, I expect to be treated humanely, just like we're treating the prisoners that we have captured humanely.
In tech base, are we not the Superman? Pure Superman.
Yabby, yeah, Mr. Superman.
Super duper Superman.
This deception is directed from the highest levels of the Iraqi regime. Hundreds of pounds of biological poisons. Concealment activity at close to 30 sites. Chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. And we have sources that tell us to threaten the American people. And many of its leaders are known to be in Baghdad. This is the situation as we find it.
Is to let companies like JS keep more of their own money so they can invest in their business.
Men in movements that threaten the safety of America and our friends. A constitutional amendment to protect marriage in America. First, we are taking direct action against the terrorists in the theater. The welfare law is a success because it puts government on the side of personal responsibility.
When the Fuhrer says, "We is the master race," we hire, hire, right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace, so we hire, hire, right in the Fuhrer's face.
She stops for lunch at the House of Buns. She orders a hamburger.
Well, of course.
And they brought her some buns and a choke of a small horse.
Big buns.
She thought she's getting one heck of a deal. $1.99 for a whole darn meal.
Do-do-do,
when she opened the buns, put on the mustard.
Do-do-do,
her eyes squinted up, she got all flustered.
Do-do-do,
she said, "I've had burgers, well done and rare. Now I got one that ain't even there." She got no response from ringing the bell, and that's when she started to yell,
"Where's the beef?"
Young man, can't you hear her call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef?
Call the cop and catch the thief, the one who stole this lady's beef.
Where's the beef?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Hey, where's the beef?
It's the biggest ripoff you ever saw.
Where did it go? Where did it go?
I swear there ought to be a law.
Ought to be a law. Ought to be a law.
Now a woman can't live by buns alone. She's caught in a hamburger twilight zone.
Where's the beef?
She asked boss.
Where's the beef?
He said, "Check under that special sauce." Woo, man, this whole thing is too weird for me. Where, oh, where can her beef be? What's the secret? Tell me how. 3 billion sold, just one cow?
Young man, can't you hear her call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef?
Call the cop and catch the thief, the one who stole this lady's beef.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Hey, where's the beef?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Thank you. their moons and jukes. Sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land. It started with Over the Rainbow, for that we should be hung. You'd never recognize it as the song that Judy sung. Then we murdered Baby It's Cold Outside, and sure caused quite a fuss. For that crime we had little Junie Carter helping us. We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and junes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land. Well, the Battle of Old New Orleans may go down in history, but the Battle of Cucamonga was our best atrocity. And then we sunk the Bismarck in our own way, that's a fact. Now the writer of it bought a gun, don't tell him where we're at. That doggy in the winter, we hound dogged him real good. And poor old Elijah, we set fire to his wood. Take warning, you songwriters, from New York to Nashville. We're scouring all the latest hits for a brand new song to kill. We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and tunes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land.
I was walking alone Saturday night. Me and my baby, we had a fight. When a creature swooped down in the gloom and rode away with me on her broom.
Oh, Earthman, I've come to take you.
Not even spacemen fly. Soon as we got there, I knew why. The shakes and the shivers ran down my spine. It was the land of a female Frankenstein.
Oh, Earthman, you're gonna like it.
Was a real nightmare, and the blackbirds nested it in their hair. I tried to run, but what could I do? They had four legs where I had two. They hugged me for breakfast, squeezed me for lunch, and just like bananas, they kissed me a bunch. Weren't no stopping them, no siree, and that was the start of the finish of me. They had me. T'was a real sad tragedy, like Macbeth. 'Cause they hugged and squeezed and kissed me to death. So take care, brother, whatever you do. Don't let the screaming meanies get you, or you'll be.
Completely secret and absolutely serious. It is the story of the universe as described in the most sacred literature of the Church of Scientology. 75 million years ago, there was an evil galactic ruler who ruled 76 planets, and his name was Prince Xenu. Prince Xenu had a problem with overpopulation, so he quickly devised a diabolical solution. Them a special brew. They all drank it down and found they couldn't move. Xenu stacked the paralyzed bodies around the base of volcanoes. He lowered hydrogen bombs in and blew them all up so all the souls left their bodies and flew into outer space. They traveled for millions of years. They traveled to many places. And when their traveling was through, they all found homes in humans. Now they're in our bodies. We call these souls thetans.
Well, here we have another example of somebody who's thinking of something else while writing his music. Don't do this at home, kids. You're going to wind up nowhere fast. Wind up doing podcasts from your mama's basement or something. I'm not in my basement. I'm actually in my den doing this, just so you know. The den at Addlewood is about 12 feet square, and it's overrun by wires. That's all you need to know. Playlist-wise, we started with AC/DC from Sweet. That's the original version of that song. Last week, we played the Joan Jett version. I think that's superior. I like Joan Jett's better. Has more enthusiasm. These guys sound like they're like, oh, God, she's got men all over the world. Oh, well, be that as it may. After that, Star Whores from Christchild. Now, I tried to find something out about them, but I'll invite you to go ahead and look up Christchild on Wikipedia and see what you get. That's right. After that, Bad Sex from Chris Morris, the W Project, Dummy Down Players, and Der Bush, with Spike Jones there. And then Coyote McLeod, and featuring the wonderful, wonderful Clara Peller, Where's the Beef? Clara was a manicurist on the set of some TV commercials, and the directors and producers liked her voice and her style so much they put her in one of their commercials. You know which one it was, of course. And she made a lot of money off of it and wound up, writing that three-word line to all kinds of places, including Saturday Night Live and some films, et cetera, et cetera. She died sometime in the mid-80s, back at the age of, I think, 87 or so. After that, Homer and Jethro, Wanted for Murder. The one and only Merv Griffin, Screamin' Mimi's from Planet X, and then the fabulous Entourage, The Way That It Began from the Scientology album, which we're not allowed to discuss because of legal considerations that they send John Travolta in his plane to get us if we talk about it. So we just play songs about it. So that brings you up to where we are now, which is 20 of something. More music and then some coming up for you. Please stand by.
You know, Ed Sullivan, we kid him a lot, but Ed Sullivan is one of the greats of this business. And in the cab on the way over to the studio tonight, I had a funny thought. What if Ed Sullivan were tortured? And when I say tortured, what I mean is, what if steel needles, say 6 inches long, were plunged into Ed's eyes? I think it would go something like this.
Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel marches through customs into Canada and right back out again with nothing to declare. Banff, Alberta. And here in Western Canada's unspoiled Rocky Mountain playground, members of the sinister Canadian Nazi Party meet in their annual rally. The strutting beige shirts gather to stage a book burning of Canadian authors' works, but call off their plans when not enough books can be found to start a fire. Would-be burners of possible books, the sinister Canadian Nazi Party, meeting in Banff, Alberta. Moose Factory. And blood stains the snow in this isolated subarctic community as Royal Canadian Mounties battle Eskimos after being sent to repossess an iron lung. Softened by lush living off the profits of their soap carvings, Moose Factory's Eskimo tribe had gone on an iron lung shopping spree. This tubercular 98-year-old Eskimo woman is dragged from her iron lung and out into the cold where she belongs, as husky dogs bark and a finance company representative adds up interest charges. Royal Canadian Mounties, doing their duty as always in the blood-stained northern tundra. Ottawa. A moving spectacle unfolds in the Senate of the Canadian Parliament as attendants remove the venerable 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby from the bench where he had sat undetected for the past 35 years. Listed as dead in Senate records, the grand old man of Canadian Parliament was discovered during the current recess by a cleaning lady. All Parliament Hill applauds the 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby on his way to the ambulance. Canada's own Rip Van Winkle found fast asleep in the Senate. Toronto. And 25 of Canada's greatest pro hockey stars arrived to match wits against retarded children in a charity spelling bee. Thousands of eager Torontonians strained to catch a glimpse of their favorite players, and it's Stanley Cup tension as competition gets underway. Our Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel camera catches the concentration on the faces of the contestants and the disappointment as all 25 of Canada's greatest pro hockey stars lose out in the qualifying rounds. Little Jimmy is a happy mongoloid and a champion speller. Pro hockey stars lose out to retarded children in a charity spelling bee. Truro, Nova Scotia, and Canadian Department of Transport icebreakers prepare to embark on another vital mission to try and find the province of Newfoundland, missing in the fog-shrouded Atlantic wastes for more than 15 years. Previous expeditions have had to turn back empty-handed, but hope runs high that this time, Canada's 10th and newest province will be located at last. Rescue ships setting to sea in search of the missing province of Newfoundland. Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Lord Tweedsmuir Games, featuring North America's third largest indoor checkers tournament, are interrupted by the appearance of a strange furry creature known in legend as the Sasquatch Monster. Our Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel camera catches a fleeting glimpse of the half-human, half-animal beast as children run and dogs bark hysterically. But order is quickly restored as officials discover that the Sasquatch Monster is only Miss Kamloops for 1974. A happy ending to a moment of panic at the Lord Tweedsmuir Games in Kamloops, British Columbia. The Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel marches through customs into Canada and right back out again with nothing to declare.
Quick Canada quiz. What was number one on the Canadian hit parade when Wake Up Little Susie was number one on the American hit parade? Who knows? But 6 months later, it was Wake Up Little Susie.
Good evening, I'm George W. Bush, President of the United States. I'm so pleased to be working with Senator Clinton. She is a fabulous woman.
Thank you, President Bush. As you know better than most, as all of us know, we must say nuclear.
Seriously.
Seriously. Obviously.
No doubt in my mind.
No doubt.
Nuestros hermanos y hermanas. Ame al prójimo como a sí mismo. Love your neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself.
With great frequency and vigor.
Como a sí mismo. It's a universal call. Como a sí mismo. It's a universal love. I should have done this 4 years ago.
What? Amazing, isn't it?
Que Dios le bendiga. Como a sí mismo. People try to put us down.
People like you and me.
I don't think so, Bill. Just because we get around.
Welcome to Washington. Goes with the territory.
Things they do. Look awfully old. I seriously suggest you go. We have got to work together, poppycock, to eradicate poppycrock. To eradicate poppycrock. And as a matter of fact, I'd call it crap.
Crap?
Huh? I wouldn't call it crap.
Crap?
Yeah, crap. Oh my goodness.
What's going on?
Blow the whistle. We have a problem. Poppycrock. Poppycock. Poppycrock.
You're in control of your life, not the government. The government's not dictating how you do things. You are.
At this critical time, in this complicated situation we find ourselves in, let us be unequivocally clear. If we allow this dehumanizing rhetoric to go unchallenged, it can spread, and it can take young minds and twist and pervert them. That infection is contagious. That infection is contagious, and it can spread.
Kind of like a dog chasing your tail.
Stop.
That's a cheap shot.
It has to end now.
Let me finish. If I were to ever say, wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong... Wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place. Wrong war at the wrong time at the right wrong place. The wrong war at the wrong place. Wrong war, wrong time, wrong place. Wrong war, wrong time, wrong place. It's the wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place. You would have had trouble containing yourself from laughing out loud at the president.
It's a sad situation.
too much poppycock here in Washington, D.C.
Poppycock.
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 Disassemble. Is that the verb you used? Disassemble. That means not tell the truth. Give the man a blot. I got a hop. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Ciao.
Had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the rug, drinking her wine, biding my time. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. She worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone, this bird had flown. So I lit the fire, isn't it good, Norwegian.
Drums. Harry, play those drums. Harry, play those drums. Play those drums. Harry, play those drums. Play those drums. Harry, play those drums. Harry, play those drums. Play those drums. Harry, play those drums. Harry, play those drums. Play those drums.
Ernie!
Rubber Duck!
Rubber duck.
Annie.
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 I just wanted to tell you that I'm going out without my key.
Going out without your key.
Right.
Without your key.
Annie, so when I get back, I'll knock on the door, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Sure, Bert. That's fine.
I'll be right back.
You're right.
I'll pull you out.
He's gone. Oh, I love playing the drums. I can do the grooviest rhythms. I can do rhythms like... Isn't that neat?
And I can do a rhythm like,
I'll tell you, I have rhythm in my bones. Hey, hear that sound? That was neat.
Sounded like this.
Again.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, cool.
Groovy sounds sort of sounds like somebody knocking on the door.
I will go over and see.
You
played the best rhythms on the door I've ever heard, Bert.
Who cares? I've been out there all this time.
We could make a great team, Bert.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you can play the door and I'll play the drums, Bert.
I mean, I'll play the door.
Look, Bert, go back outside. I'll get you after. Okay, Bert?
Now let's start. That's it.
Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to Rhapsody Records. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a record.
Well, you certainly have the right place, sir. This is a record store. We do sell records. Looking for anything in particular?
Yes. Do you have Out of Control by Out of Control?
Pardon me?
Do you have Voodoo Computer by the Large Brown Things?
No, I'm afraid we don't have those selections, sir. Actually, we specialize more in classical music and popular vocalists.
Blank Resume by Lack of Motivation?
I don't believe we have that one either, sir.
Crisis?
No. This is Rhapsody Records, sir. Classical music. I think you want Rancid Records. They're a block up the street.
Do you have a men's room?
A men's room. And what is the name of their hit, sir?
They have a hit?
Our restroom is for employees only. Now, if you'll excuse me...
I'm employed.
Sir? Sir? Have all the nerve.
No!
Oh, God.
No!
Oh. Sir, I don't wish to be rude, but it's apparent to me we don't have what you're looking for. As I've tried to explain, we specialize in classical music, popular vocals, the great symphonies.
Pavarotti?
What?
Do you have Pavarotti?
Ah, Pavarotti. There's an artist I could perhaps help you with. As a matter of fact, I'd be very much surprised if there's anything by Pavarotti I don't have.
Do you have Pavarotti's Puss Party by Ultra Queer?
Perhaps you should take your business elsewhere, sir.
Do you have unregistered handguns?
We have nothing further to discuss.
Do
good day.
You enjoy wrestling?
The door
in
is this way.
Semi-nude.
This way, sir. Come on.
I rarely
out.
Wear undershorts.
Out! Get out! Good Lord. How did they find me? Hello, Rhapsody Records. May I help you?
Yes. Do you have mayonnaise and bathing caps?
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday.
believe the news today. Can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? How long must we sing this song? How long? Too long. For too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Broken bottles under children's feet. Bodies strewn across the goddamn streets. But I won't heed the battle call. It puts my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll. And the battle's just begun. This many lost. And tell me who has won. The trenches dug within our hearts. Mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. How long? How long must we sing this song? How long? Too long. For too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember. Park.com. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your bloodshot eyes. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll. And it's true, none of me. One fact is fiction and TV reality. And today the millions cry. We eat and drink while tomorrow they die. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Portsmouth Town, her name's the good ship Nancy Brown. Yo ho, poop the deck, jip the boom, rattle the hatch, main the sail, pepper the mince, anchors away in the morn. We'll be sailing with the tides, we've said farewell to our girls and brides. Yo ho, rig the ratch, hoist the hitch, bury the hatchet, poop the deck, deep the breeze, there she blows in the morn. And soon we'll be out on the ocean foam. So let's heave-ho with a will. And come, jolly tars, let's sing while we can. For soon we'll all be deathly ill. Sing yo-ho, sing ho-hi, sing hee-hee. Yo-ho, ho-hi, hee-hee, ho-ho, hoo-ha. For there's nothing like the life of a sailor, sailing on the briny foam, with a good stout ship beneath your feet, and a good stout wife at home. Oh, there's nothing, nothing, nothing like the sailor's life. The sailor's life is grand. Oh, I'd never give up the sea unless you offered me a job on land. So it's three jolly cheers for the sea and a fun farewell to dry land. And up with the anchor, and we won't let it down till we reach old Coney Island. Singing Yo-ho, hit the deck, follow the fleet, anchors away, scuttle the butt, grow the hair, horn the fife, pepper the mince, we're sailing away on the sea, sea, hey, hey, hey. I made it.
Intoxica.
Hold the rock.
Yeah, oh, sorry, hold it. I'm just celebrating the completion of yet another bit slap for you. Me and Jersey hanging out here. Jersey's drinking a saucer of milk. And I'm having a sarsaparilla, just in case you're keeping score. So we started that set with the National Lampoon Radio Hour from the box set. That was a Canadian newsreel, as well as that fabulous impression of Ed Sullivan, performed there by Michael O'Donoghue. Michael O'Donoghue was the editor-in-chief for a long time of the National Lampoon. Of course, Lampoon spun off into movies and radio, and everybody involved either got rich or had a cerebral hemorrhage and died. Following that, RX and My Generation, followed by another outtake from the Beatles. Picked up a disc of that stuff when I was up in Maine. That was Norwegian Wood Part 2. I've got another one somewhere. I think the wires aren't done with it yet. They'll return it when they're damn good and ready. After that, Harry, Play Those Drums from Ronnie Kay and His Drums. And then Sesame Street, Ernie plays the drums. Ernie's a better drummer, I think. And then Travesty Limited at the record store. Sunday Bloody Sunday from the W Project Dummy Down Players once again. And Abe Burrows, the sea shanty. Abe was a writer and a humorist and spent a lot of time on things like What's My Line, etc. So, all right. So I'll be back next week. You guys take it nice and easy. Enjoy this great weather. Baseball season is on us once again. Life is returning to normal. And next week I'll be back to make note of my one-year anniversary here in the Addlewood Wire Room. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, have a good week, and I'll see you then. Goodbye.
In the following work, various sounds and musical themes will be used to represent the different characters and places in our story. Our heroine, Portia, will be recognized by this theme.
La, 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 la.
Our hero, a radio announcer, will be identified by... Our villain, a Hollywood agent, by... Now, Portia... ...works in a typical California eating place known as a drive-in.
My name is Portia Clamfuddle. Of course, that's my stage name. I work as a waitress in this here drive-in. But I am really an actress. To be... Oh, what is to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis better to eat a hamburger with onions or without. To smooch or not to smooch? That is the answer.
And now our hero, the radio announcer, works in a radio station. You see, it's a CBS station.
I am a radio announcer. I broke into radio as a disc jockey. I was the only disc jockey in the country who could ride a record side saddle. Then I got an offer to come to Hollywood. My sponsor was Dr. Cavity, the friendly credit dentist. You've heard his slogan, no down payment, no cosigners, no teeth, just gum.
One day our hero was returning from the radio station.
Supersize, supersize, lots more size from supersize.
And he stopped in at the drive-in. Our hero honked his horn for service. Our heroine pitter-patted to his car. She handed him a menu. He looked it over carefully and said,
"Darling, I have fallen in love with you. My heart is beating for you. Listen. I gotta stop eating those Cougots Nougots. Will you marry me?"
Her eyelids fluttered shyly. She looked at him and said very coyly,
"What's the matter? You crazy or something, hey?"
"No, I'm serious. Marry me and we'll settle down in my little nest in Laurel Canyon."
"Oh, you got a home there?"
"No, a nest." "I share it with two robins."
"Robins? You're kidding."
"No, I pay my rent by doing pre-babysitting."
"Pre-babysitting?"
"When they go out for the night, I sit on the eggs." "What do you say?"
"Well..."
Just as she was about to give her answer, Fate took her hand.
"I'm Fate.
Here, take a hand."
Into the drive-in drove the Hollywood agent. In a long, low convertible with a top that went up and down. Imperiously, he blew his horn for service. Under the hood, he had the United States Marine Band. The villain said to her,
"You have a beautiful radio voice. Come with me and I will make you a star. I will give you jewels, furs, a servant."
So she got into the long, low convertible with a top that went up and down. And was about to drive off when our hero stopped her.
"Darling, would you rather marry him and have jewels, furs, and servants? Or would you rather have me?"
To which she replied in a sad voice,
"What's the matter, kid? You flip your lid?"
And so off she drove to the radio station. And sadly, our hero, the radio announcer, went back to his tranquil way of life. In the daytime, he had his commercials.
Friends, do you suffer from lower plate wobble? Then try Dr. Cavity's miraculous new discovery, glue.
And at night, he would pre-babysit on the robin's eggs while they were out for a lark. And as he sat there, he would say to himself,
"What do I need her for? Look, I've just become a mother."